The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 166. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading 1 Chronicles chapters 6 and 7. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram: Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron: Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar was the father of Phinehas, and Phinehas was the father of Abishua. Abishua was the father of Bukai, and Bukai was the father of Uzai. Uzai was the father of Zerahiah, and Zerahiah was the father of Marioth. Marioth was the father of Amariah, and Amariah was the father of Ahitub. Ahitub was the father of Zadok, and Zadok was the father of Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz was the father of Azariah, and Azariah was the father of Johanan. Johanan was the father of Azariah, who served as a priest in the temple Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah was the father of Amariah, and Amariah was the father of Ahitub. Ahitub was the father of Zadok, and Zadok was the father of Shallum. Shallum was the father of Hilkiah, and Hilkiah was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Seraiah, and Seraiah was the father of Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord sent the people of Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi: Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari: Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites by their families: to Gershom, his son Libni, his son Jahath, his son Zimmah, his son Joah, his son Ido, his son Zerah, and his son Jeatharai. The sons of Kohath: his son Aminadab, his son Korah, his son Asir, his son Elkanah, his son Ebiasaph, his son Asir, his son Tahath, his son Uriel, his son Uzziah, and his son Shaul. The sons of Elkanah: Amasai, Ahimoth, his son Elkanah, his son Zophai, his son Nahath, his son Eliab, his son Jeroham, and his son Elkanah. The sons of Samuel: Joel the firstborn, and Abijah the second oldest. The descendants of Merari: Mahli, his son Libni, his son Shimei, his son Uzzah, his son Shimeah, his son Haggiah, and his son Asaiah. These are the men David put in charge of music in the Lord's sanctuary after the ark was placed there. They performed music before the sanctuary of the meeting tent until Solomon built the Lord's temple in Jerusalem. They carried out their tasks according to regulations. These are the ones who served along with their sons. From the Kohathites: Haman the musician, son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toah, son of Zoph, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Asir, son of Abiasaph, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel. Serving beside him was his fellow Levite Asaph, son of Berechiah, son of Shimeah, son of Michael, son of Baasiah, son of Melchijah, son of Ethni, son of Zerah, son of Adiah, son of Ethan, son of Zimmah, son of Shimei, son of Jahath, son of Gershom, son of Levi. Serving beside them were their fellow Levites, the descendants of Merari, led by Ethan, son of Kishai, son of Abdi, son of Maluk, son of Hashabiah, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzai, son of Benai, son of Shemer, son of Mahli, son of Mushi, son of Merari, son of Levi. The rest of their fellow Levites were assigned to perform the remaining tasks at God's sanctuary. But Aaron and his descendants offered sacrifices on the altar for burnt offerings and on the altar for incense, as they had been assigned to do in the most holy sanctuary. They made atonement for Israel, just as God's servant Moses had ordered. These were the descendants of Aaron: his son Eleazar, his son Phinehas, his son Abishua, his son Bukai, his son Uzai, his son Zerahiah, his son Merioth, his son Amariah, his son Ahitub, his son Zadok, and his son Ahimaaz. These were the areas where Aaron's descendants lived. The following belonged to the Kohathite clan, for they received the first allotment. They were allotted Hebron and the territory of Judah, as well as its surrounding pasture lands. But the city's land and nearby towns were allotted to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. The descendants of Aaron were also allotted as cities of refuge Hebron, Libnah, and its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoah, and its pasture lands, Hilez, and its pasture lands, Debir, and its pasture lands, Ashan, and its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh, and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Benjamin, they were allotted Geba and its pasture lands, Alemeth and its pasture lands, and Anathoth and its pasture lands. Their clans were allotted 13 cities in all. The rest of Kohath's descendants were allotted 10 cities in the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh. The clans of Gershom's descendants received 13 cities within the territory of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan. The clans of Merari's descendants were allotted 12 cities within the territory of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites gave to the Levites these cities and their pasture lands. They allotted these previously named cities from the territory of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The clans of Kohath's descendants also received territory within the tribe of Ephraim. They were allotted as cities of refuge Shechem and its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer and its pasture lands, Jokmeam and its pasture lands, Beth-horon and its pasture lands, Aijalon and its pasture lands, and Gath-rimmon and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh, the rest of Kohath's descendants received Aner and its pasture lands, and Bileam and its pasture lands. The following belonged to Gershom's descendants. Within the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan and its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh and its pasture lands, Dabaroth and its pasture lands, Ramoth and its pasture lands, and Anim and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Asher, Mashal and its pasture lands, Abdon and its pasture lands, Hukok and its pasture lands, and Rahab and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee and its pasture lands, Hammon and its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim and its pasture lands. The following belonged to the rest of Merari's descendants. Within the territory of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimono and its pasture lands, and Tabor and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Reuben across the Jordan River east of Jericho, Bezer in the desert and its pasture lands, Jaza and its pasture lands, Kedemoth and its pasture lands, and Mephiath and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead and its pasture lands, Mahananaim and its pasture lands, Heshbon and its pasture lands, and Jazer and its pasture lands. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. The sons of Issachar: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4 in all. The sons of Tola: Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Jibsam, and Samuel. They were leaders of their families. In the time of David, there were 22,600 warriors listed in Tola's genealogical records. The son of Uzai: Izrakiah. The sons of Izrakiah: Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All 5 were leaders. According to the genealogical records of their families, they had 36,000 warriors available for battle, for they had numerous wives and sons. Altogether, the genealogical records of the clans of Issachar listed 87,000 warriors. The sons of Benjamin: Bela, Baker, and Jediael, 3 in all. The sons of Bela: Ezbon, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri. The 5 of them were leaders of their families. There were 22,034 warriors listed in their genealogical records. The sons of Baker: Zimira, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elameth. All these were the sons of Baker. There were 20,200 family leaders and warriors listed in their genealogical records. The son of Jediael: Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan: Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Keniana, Zathan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these were the sons of Jediael. Listed in their genealogical records were 17,200 family leaders and warriors who were capable of marching out to battle. The Shuppites and the Huppites were the descendants of Ir. The Hushites were descendants of Aher, the sons of Naphtali: Jaziel, Gunai, Jazer, and Shalum, sons of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh: Azriel, who was born to Manasseh's Aramaean concubine. She also gave birth to Machir, the father of Gilead. Now Machir married a wife from the Huppites and Shuppites. His sister's name was Maachah. Zelophehad was Manasseh's second son. He had only daughters. Maachah, Machir's wife, gave birth to a son whom she named Peresh. His brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem. The son of Ulam, Badan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh. His sister Hamolecheth gave birth to Ishhod, Abiezer, and Melah. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Lichai, and Aniam, the descendants of Ephraim. Shuthelah, his son Bered, his son Tahath, his son Eliada, his son Tahath, his son Zabad, his son Shuthelah. Azer and Eliad were killed by the men of Gath who were natives of the land when they went down to steal their cattle. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his brothers came to console him. He had sexual relations with his wife. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son. Ephraim named him Beriah because tragedy had come to his family. His daughter was Shirah, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uzen Shirah. His son Rephah, his son Resheph, his son Telah, his son Tehan, his son Ladan, his son Amihud, his son Elishama, his son Nun, and his son Joshua. Their property and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding towns, Naaron to the east, Gezer and its surrounding towns to the west, and Shechem and its surrounding towns as far as Aya and its surrounding towns. On the border of Manasseh's territory were Beth Shean and its surrounding towns, Taanach and its surrounding towns, Megiddo and its surrounding towns, and Dor and its surrounding towns. The descendants of Joseph, Israel's son, lived there. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishvi, and Beriah. Sarah was their sister. The sons of Beriah, Haber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzaith. Haber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and Shua, their sister. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of the brother Shamar, Roga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Halem, Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Sua, Harnifer, Shual, Berai, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beera. The sons of Jether, Jephunah, Pispah, and Era. The sons of Ula, Era, Haniel, and Reziah. All these were the descendants of Asher. They were the leaders of their families, the most capable men who were warriors and served as head chiefs. There were 26,000 warriors listed in their genealogical records as capable of doing battle. If you're having children anytime soon, or if you know someone who is, I'm sure there's a name in there somewhere that could be used. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Steve Webb, your host. I'll see you tomorrow, and may God bless you.
Get free and stay free from inappropriate online content with Covenant Eyes Accountability Software. And try it risk-free and cost-free for 30 days using promo code LIFESPRING at CovenantEyes.com or look for the Covenant Eyes link on our show notes page at LifespringMedia.com.
If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifespringMedia? Details are at LifespringMedia.com. Thank you.